Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Omar Darwaza, the Director of Investor Relations and Strategy for OCI Partners LP. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, and the ticker symbol is OCIP. Thanks for joining us again, Omar.
Thanks, Juan.
Yeah, always good having you on. Now, starting off, please give us a history and overview of the company for some of our listeners that might have not caught our previous interview.
Sure. So OCI Partners is a master limited partnership traded on the New York Stock Exchange. We've been publicly traded since October of 2013. And the partnership owns and operates an integrated methanol and ammonia facility down in Beaumont, Texas. The facility now today has a total methanol annual capacity of 912,500 metric tons, and also has an ammonia capacity of about 331,000 metric tons annually. And just for the new listeners, we actually underwent an upgrade of the facility earlier this year, and increased our capacity on both lines by about 25%. And that project got completed back in April. So that's sort of a brief history of the company. We are, our parent, our sponsor company is OCINV, which is listed on the AEX Amsterdam. OCINV has also recently announced that it has entered into a definitive agreement to combine its North American, its European, and global distribution businesses with CF Industries. So ultimately, upon completion of the transaction, which is expected sometime in the first half of next year, OCI Partners will ultimately have a new sponsor instead of OCINV, which is going to be CF.
Great. And so can you bring us up to speed on some of the recent results there, the Q3 and the key drivers?
Sure. So the third quarter, we announced a quarterly distribution per unit of about 41 cents. We had actually been on a hiatus of paying distributions for about two quarters as we ultimately took the time to complete the project of the upgrade, and we obviously had to take the facility down. So we're now back to paying distributions. We announced a 41 cent distribution, and we also announced a run rate distribution of about 40 cents a quarter moving forward. And these are based on assumptions that we've delineated in our earnings announcement that was done for the third quarter last week.
And so in terms of your parent company and some of the other deals there, can you talk about the agreement? Well, I guess you briefly mentioned it with CF Industries and some of the details there.
So I I would certainly defer these questions to the parent company directly. But what I can tell you is that ultimately, once there is a change in sponsor, this is certainly going to be beneficial for the partnership, given CF's massive distribution platform in the United States, the fact that they're a much larger company in North America and obviously been in North America for significantly longer than our current sponsor company. So overall, the partnership should be positioned to benefit from a switch in the sponsor. However, I would defer most of the details on the transaction, et cetera, directly to the parent company, which obviously will be able to elaborate further on the mechanics and details of the transaction.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate it. And can you go over some of the key trends that you're seeing right now in the sector and how the company is continually positioned to capitalize?
Sure. So we've seen quite a volatile commodity price environment, as obviously most of our listeners are aware. We've seen crude oil prices come down significantly during the latter part of last year, and also to a certain extent this year as well. That unfortunately dragged down methanol prices with it, along with other commodities that methanol is used as a raw material, such as olefins, which today are the biggest driver for methanol demand in the short to medium term. Our expectation is that in China, 3 million tons of new merchant methanol, 3 million tons of new MTO, methanol to olefin capacity, is expected to commission from now until the second quarter of next year, and that's expected to add approximately 9 million metric tons of new incremental merchant methanol demand, right, which is completely new. And if you look at the global markets, we're looking at a market of, let's say, anywhere from 70 to 80 million tons of annual demand. 9 million tons is obviously quite a sizable addition to the existing demand in the market. So we expect the olefin story in China, coupled with the gasoline blending story, not only in China, but Israel, Australia, and other countries around the world, to be the biggest demand drivers for methanol demand in the short to medium term. And the expectation is that we would see the market really start to move from a supply-driven market to a demand-driven market as this incremental demand starts to hit the market itself. So I would keep an eye out on what's going on in China from a macro perspective, and also specifically on the olefin front and the gasoline blending front. So that's sort of on methanol. On ammonia, we've seen ammonia prices actually hold up pretty firmly during the summer months, which is typically, from a seasonal perspective, usually when demand is the lowest. We've seen prices, or expect prices to start edging up during the fourth quarter and into the first quarter as the fall application season, buying for the fall application season commences. Today we've seen, as a function of the warm weather that we've experienced across the U.S. during the fourth quarter, we've seen a lot of that buying delayed until weather conditions improve. So the expectation is that once we see an improvement in weather conditions, we should see a flurry of demand from farmers for ammonia specifically ahead of the fall application season.
Right, and what are some of the factors that you feel make OCIP unique from some of the players there in the sector?
So, you know, we happen to be the only methanol master limited partnership out there. As some of our listeners are aware, the IRS proposed some potential regulatory changes surrounding MLPs earlier this year. I actually testified at the IRS towards the end of October to make a case as to why methanol should remain qualifying income from MLP purposes. Obviously, we have yet to hear back from the IRS, and it's going to be a process. But in essence, whichever way you look at it, I think the fact that we're the only methanol MLP in existence so far is definitely some sort of competitive advantage because, again, this MLP attracts a certain, obviously, investor who's looking for, you know, a yield and is looking for a security that pays significant cash. And we are the only company out there positioned to benefit from a recovery in the commodity price environment in the context of being an MLP structure, specifically on methanol. So that I would say, is one thing. Secondly, OCI Beaumont is a poster child transaction for OCI NV, the sponsor company. This was a company that was acquired, acquired back in 2011. Mm-hmm. It was idled. It was sitting on the previous owner's books, completely non-performing and not really generating any returns. We as a company made a very good call on the shale gas story in the United States back in 2010, 2011, and recognized that we're going to be in a very low natural gas environment for quite some time. And our call was right on the money. I mean, today, if you look at where natural gas prices are trading, we're trading at all-time lows. I think the prices, Henry Hub prices had dipped below $2 back in towards the end of October for the first time since April of 2012. So this is great for our feedstock, since natural gas is obviously the our raw material. So, but OCI Beaumont, just to go back to your question, is a great example of us making a call on the industry, positioned earlier than most of our peers, ultimately purchasing this asset in the form of a brownfield, investing significant amount of capex to rehabilitate it, got it up and running, and then IPO'd it. So again, it's a poster child transaction for OCINV, and again, a testament to how we create value to our shareholders.
Certainly. So what key goals and milestones are you hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, for the next 6 to 12 months, I mean, since we are a commodity play business, obviously we all keep our fingers crossed that we start seeing a recovery and an improvement in the pricing environment in for both ammonia and methanol, and that's sort of the expectation for methanol going into 2016, and ammonia sort of runs its natural seasonal course every year. But in general, I think for us to maintain high utilization rates on the facility, now that the facility has undergone a turnaround and a debottlenecking project, we're obviously in a much better place from a plant reliability perspective. I mean, we spent north of $100 million during the course of the year while we were doing the project, just so that we can improve the reliability of the facility, and spent also a considerable amount of capital to ensure that we're environmentally compliant. So I think from an operational perspective, the goal is to run this facility at the highest utilization rates possible, so that we can squeeze as much volume from the plant and ultimately pay our unit holders as much distribution as possible. Obviously, there's so much that we can do when it comes to commodity pricing. We are price takers. But at least on the operational front, we can do our best to ensure that the plant is running as smoothly and as efficiently as possible.
Well, great. And are there any value drivers there that you wish investors perhaps better understood about you guys?
I mean, I think in general today, by virtue of the idiosyncrasies of the methanol industry, I think for most people today, trying to understand methanol ultimately means trying to understand the olefin business. So I would highly suggest interested sort of prospective unit holders or interested investors or listeners to go ahead and not only learn about methanol, but to go a step further and understand a bit more the ethylene and polypropylene markets, the broader olefin market, specifically in China, because that today is extremely important in determining where the methanol pricing will be in the future. So that's sort of the one recommendation that I have in understanding or trying to understand the underlying dynamics in the methanol space.
Great. So once again, joining us today is Omar Darwaza, the Director of Investor Relations and Strategy for OCI Partners Incorporated and LP. And the company trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is OCIP. And before we conclude here, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
I mean, I think investors looking at the company today, I would say, are looking at it at a pretty opportune and interesting time by virtue of the volatility that we've witnessed in commodity markets over the last 24 months. I believe that we have a trust on methanol prices, and we should start to expect a rebound from here. And obviously, a rebound in pricing is ultimately going to be reflected in the bottom line immediately. So that's one thing. And secondly, we're as I sort of also alluded to earlier, we're expecting a rebound in ammonia pricing on the back of seasonal demand ahead of the fall application season. So that obviously should be beneficial for from a cash generation perspective for the partnership. And then finally, this non-natural gas pricing environment is obviously extremely competitive for us from a feedstock perspective. So that again will allow us to expand our margins moving forward as long as we see natural gas pricing hover around levels that we are seeing today. So that's sort of I would summarize. And then secondly, the fact that there is an outstanding transaction on the business and that there will be a switch in the sponsor sometime in the first half of next year, and that should ultimately bode well for the partnership moving forward as well.
Great. So OCIP once again trades on the New York Stock Exchange, ticker symbol OCIP, currently trading at $9.54 a share. Market cap is north of $120 million. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Omar, and update our investor audience on you guys. It's always good to have you on.
Great. Thanks again, Juan. And it's always good to be on to speak to you and to you know, our listeners.